Remember former President Jimmy Carter's lust in his heart interview back in 1976? Then candidate Carter admitted that he had lusted in his heart after women other than his wife. Well, a similar confession has cost an Italian woman her alimony payments. The woman, whose name hasn't been released, says she considered an extramarital affair but never had one. The World's Jerry Haddon explains how her thought ended up being debated in court.
If you're Italian and married and thinking of having an affair, thinking out loud could cost you, as it's cost the Italian woman in question. Before she was married, she allegedly mentioned in front of her fiancé and friends that she saw no problem with open marriages. A Catholic court ruled that her comments were enough to annul her subsequent marriage and deny her spousal support. But it's what came next that really surprises Gian Ettore Gassani, head of Italy's Association of Matrimonial Lawyers. This week, Italy's highest appellate court upheld the church ruling.
Penso che si tratti di un giudizio assolutamente strano, perché i giudici italiani.
He says it's a strange ruling because usually Italian judges, in 50% of divorce cases, don't even consider real infidelity as sufficient cause to deny alimony. Gassani says the case underscores the ongoing influence of the Vatican in everyday life in Italy.
Diciamo che fondamentalmente l'Italia e il Vaticano sono una cosa sola.
He says in many cases Italy and the Vatican are the same thing. The problem arises when judges pay too much attention to ecclesiastical law. This can lead to interpretations by judges that stray from the secular code. For Italian divorce lawyers, the ruling sets a worrying precedent, and it's caused outrage and disbelief in other parts of Europe. In Spain, for example, another overwhelmingly Catholic country. Here, Spanish women like this one named Carla in Barcelona say they're aghast at the Italian ruling. Carla says it's a violation of women's rights.
Como si estuviéramos retrocediendo en el tiempo, y me parece que ya hemos vivido muchas cosas a lo largo de la historia y de las.
She says this makes me think we're really going back in time to the Inquisition and other periods in which freedom of expression was prohibited. We need to be moving forward. Spanish divorce lawyers say women here shouldn't worry. They point out that divorces in Spain no longer need the church's blessing. But British broadcaster and advice giver Anne Rayburn says the Italian ruling brings up a larger cause for concern. She says the traditional definitions of infidelity have not kept up with the times.
This was the old Christian thing. If you commit adultery in your heart, you commit adultery. If you feel it, it is actual. But it has a very much more modern context, which is that we are seeing increasing numbers of women, and I have to say they are, the majority of them, women, whose husbands and boyfriends and life partners are spending more and more time at the computer looking at pornography.
Rayburn says porn surfing is a damaging but little studied phenomenon in the context of marriage and faithfulness, and it begs the question of whether a Catholic court would strip a man of alimony for lusting online. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.